You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 244, The Great Solar Eclipse of 2024. Thank you for tuning in today. We have a deep message from Spirit that you don't want to miss. As I have said on many occasions, we are living in powerful times. On the physical plane, life appears a certain way because of our social conditioning. But when we look at life from a spiritual perspective, not a religious perspective, but spiritual, an energetic perspective, then everything changes and looks very different. So today we're going to share an energy perspective with you. As April 8th approaches, the day of the full solar eclipse that will pass through the United States once again, creating an X point, as it crosses with the solar eclipse of 2017 that came through in August of that year. People are planning watch parties, schools have closed, and many businesses in order to witness the darkness of the moon passing over the sun. Now, from a physical perspective, this seems like an event of a lifetime that you don't want to miss. But from a spiritual perspective, it's just the opposite. I want to remind you that everything in our physical world is a mirror of something that is happening on a spiritual level. Within the energetic world, everything you see is a manifestation of energy, and it means something. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know that Spirit is constantly reminding us of who we are and why we are here. We can all agree that we have lost the knowledge of self as a collective humanity, and the wisdom of the ancients has become fairy tales and folklore. I am here to remind you that the ancients were far more wiser than we are today, and it is time to embrace their wisdom once again. I want to encourage you to begin to study ancient texts for yourself. I am simply sharing these messages of Spirit with you in order to spark your memory to assist you in your awakening. And as I share these messages with you, you can take them or you can leave them alone. You do have free will, but I encourage you to listen and then decide if they resonate with you or not. We are reminded that we are here on planet Earth to learn and grow. We are told that we are spiritual beings that are composed of light and that we are having a physical experience. We are also told that our physical world is an illusion, that it is also light and created by our thought forms. Now, we have been told these things from the ancient masters for thousands of years, but our scientists are just now being able to prove many of these truths. Quantum physicists now agree that we are made of light and that our world is not solid at all. It is also made of light, and it only exists when we focus on it. And in time, they will discover more. Now, I am reminding you of this because we have to remember that we cannot see everything. The truth of our reality is not evident. So some things that we have been told by the ancients will remain a mystery to us. When we look at our reality as a mirror of energy that manifests in one shape or form, then we are reminded that everything has a deeper meaning. Nothing is what it appears to be. Nothing just happens, and everything is trying to tell us something, because it's a manifestation. In episode 136, titled, Are You Ready?, we discussed the full solar eclipse of 2017. This was the first pass or first strike of energy manifesting on our physical plane from the unseen worlds. Now, 7 years later, in 2024, there will be a second line, the final strike and the X, that will mark the spot in the United States I recommend going back and listening to episode 136 to hear that message, because much of that information will be relevant for this eclipse as well. The ancients teach us that the cutting off of the sun is a negative omen and not to be celebrated. Only people who worship darkness celebrate the light of the sun being cut off. This is a time of satanic rituals, but most people have no clue about this. Now, on April 8th, in this year of 2024, we will have a full solar eclipse pass through many states within the United States. There are some very strange things being planned on that day. One is NASA planning to shoot rockets off at the darkest moment of the eclipse. They say it's to study how the sudden drop in sunlight affects our upper atmosphere. But that really makes no sense, because the sun sets every day, and NASA should have tons of satellites already orbiting the Earth to study that. I think you will agree with me when you look into the names of the rockets and what those names really mean, that something nefarious is going on. You have to ask, why is this being done during the darkest moments of the eclipse? If you're going to study something, everything should already be in place by that time, because it's only a few minutes. Now, I'll tell you why they and others are planning to do things during the darkest moments of the eclipse. It's because dark portals are opened at that time, and that is why eclipses of the sun are evil omens. The ancients knew this. You must remember that the eclipse is a manifestation of energy, and the sun represents our soul. The dark ones see this as a victory over the light of your soul and the light of God in general. So this is why they plan their dark rituals at that time in celebration of the perceived victory over the light. From another perspective, the light can be seen as victorious over the darkness, because the light of the sun returns. And no matter which way you choose to look at this manifestation, we are warned by the ancients to never watch it. We are told that we should be inside, in prayer, surrounded by white candles, and to pray for the protection from the darkness. We are told to never have food out on the tables or countertops during an eclipse. If you are in the path of this darkness, be sure that all food is put away, and if any was left out, then it is to be thrown away after the eclipse is over. It's poisonous, they say. And at that time, we are told to shower or bathe and to say prayers of thanks for the light returning. You may want to clean your house, put beautiful flowers out around you, bring good energy back with the light. You can wear white garments if you want during the eclipse. And if you are working on your shadow energy at this time, you can do your shadow cleansing during the eclipse. This will help to activate the transformational power of the sun and to release the shadow energy. This would be a powerful time to do it. Now, I want to share a couple things with you, and I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm telling you this because you need to know. We are not to fear the plans of the dark ones. We are to understand the power of the universe and the power that we have to counter these negative forces on our planet. When the sun is covered by the black moon, we are told that very powerful portals are opened to very low demonic dimensions. And this is why you should be in prayer and surrounded by light during the eclipse, especially if you are in the line of this darkness. They call this the path of totality. When these dark portals open, evil energies are released onto the earth in the path of the darkness. If no one creates light and protection while the eclipse is going on, then there is no protection from these evil forces. You've seen all kinds of movies with this in it. And remember, they always tell you things in the movies. And this is very real. And this would explain why the dark ones are planning to shoot off rockets into the sun and have celebrations at that very moment. They want to take advantage of the power that is released when the dark portals are opened, because they release tremendous power. But that power can be used for good as well. So it is necessary for as many people as possible to hold the light during these dark moments of the eclipse. This is how we transmute this energy and make it work for good and not for evil. It is our intention that we hold in our hearts at the time of the release of this energy. This is not a time for a party. This is real, and they use the ignorance of the people against them. They have you participating in your own destruction through free will, but extreme ignorance. For those of you who are on your break from the shadow or not doing the shadow work at all, then if you want to, you can do our archetype meditation during the eclipse. That will be a powerful time to do that. That's in episode 235. And look at that number, 235. That's 10 new beginnings, 5-5. This has the internal light meditation in it and a powerful activation of the energy of the sun, where you go to the sun to get your power. Just make sure your time is right, that you're in the meditation during the darkest moments. This is not only a protection for you, but this could be transformational for you. The best thing you can do at the time of the eclipse is to be in prayer, because whatever you are thinking will be increased a millionfold during that activation. Release all fear and negativity from your heart. That's why it would be a great time to do your shadow work. If you haven't started your shadow work and you've been wanting to, then Sunday the 7th will be the day before the new moon. And according to the ancient Toltecs, this is a most auspicious time to start your shadow work. We are not to fear the darkness, and this is why Spirit has told us to work on our shadow energy. The black Texcat Lipica is where duality and life in this universe began. So this energy can be used to create a new reality. It can be used for good or for evil. The evil ones want to increase darkness on the planet, just like what they evoked during the eclipse of 2017. Remember, the plandemic took place less than 3 years later. The eclipse happens on one day, but the energy of that eclipse can be felt for many years afterward. It is an activation of energy, and it's up to us what we do with it. We are not to be in fear. That is not what this is all about. You are being told these things so you will have a deeper understanding and understanding of what is actually happening on an energetic level. At this time, everyone will have the power to create the future of their dreams, of their desires. You never want to witness the light of your soul being cut off. This is not something you want to see, because that will be a manifestation for you in some way. But if you don't know these things, then you will be creating bad energy for yourself out of ignorance. This eclipse is more powerful than the last one in 2017 because of the energy it's activating. It is happening in the sign of Aries, and the one in 2017 happened in the sign of Leo. But Aries is the first house of the zodiac, which is the beginning of a new cycle. It is the real new year, according to natural cycles. Aries is the beginning, and so it always marks the end of something. In the ancient Egyptian sacred tarot, it is known as a time of death and rebirth. It is governed by the number 13, which is also known as the number of transformation through the power of the sun in our sacred shadow work. The activation of the number 13 denotes a death to one thing and a rebirth to something new. Doesn't this sound familiar? Pluto moving into Aquarius, death and rebirth on a collective level. Now we see it here. Everything is a mirror. This is the energy that is manifesting in our universe at this time. So this means you must be willing to let go of something that no longer serves you if you want to be in tune with the universe. You must do this in order to make space for the new energy coming in. The dark ones are trying to hijack this energy for their great reset, because the timing of the eclipse denotes a reset of energy. It is at the beginning of a great cycle and at the end of another. They want to use this energy to implement their plans for their control societies, those 15-minute cities they keep talking about. They want the entire Earth to be under their control, their full control. But they can only do this if we allow it to happen. Our ignorance will allow it to happen. Set your intentions for the new energy, for the new moon, and get somewhere and start praying. This is a time for you to go within yourself and pull out your greatest desires for the light to return to the earth. This is not a time for a watch party. Remember, everything is a mirror, and if you witness that, then you will manifest it in some way in your life. I'm not trying to scare you, but that's just the way it works. Aries represents constructive and destructive energies. We can invoke the higher frequencies that will bring balance to our crazy world, or we can allow the dark ones to activate the lower energies that will bring war to the entire planet, because Aries is the god of war as well. We can, through our powerful intention, bring the higher aspects to create freedom and true peace. But we must be in prayer at this time for this purpose. We must choose which side we want to manifest. We must become conscious creators. The number 13 is all about transformation through a death and rebirth. The dark ones know this. They use numbers all the time to activate different energies. So now it's time for us to wise up and begin to take our power back. We need as many light warriors as we can get, because it is the time of Aries. We are at war. This is light and darkness. This is an old battle, and it's real. So we need as many light warriors as we can get. It's time to take this planet back and to bring in new Earth. We can use the energy of the eclipse in Aries to bring the balance and justice to the people of the Earth. We can use the energy of this eclipse to release the old Earth and to bring in the higher vibrational one to create new Earth, the one we all want to be on. We need your light to shine brighter than ever before during this eclipse to manifest more light on this planet. Please don't sit back and allow these demons to use this energy to their benefit. We must bring the light. We must be in our hearts in love for a better future for everyone on this planet. We must not allow their dark plans to manifest. This is an omen. This eclipse is an omen that we must move into the light or be destroyed by darkness. We already faced this once in 2020. Don't allow them to do it again. Be conscious of the battle between light and darkness, because it's real. It's time to fight with our light. Let the power of love be your mantra. Let our light shine brighter than ever before. We can take our Earth back and run these demons back into the dark holes, the dark dimensions they came from. Don't fear anything. Be in your heart space and feel the love for everyone on this planet. That is our power. That is our strength. It is love and it is our light. We must raise our vibration and activate our internal light. This is happening in the United States, and so the people of the United States must do this. We must shine our light. Let's take our planet back, family. Let's take it back. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Peace and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Believe it. You
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.